Chris Morning Update Wednesday May the 3rd 大家好，欢迎来到星期三的早报。那么国家的去杠杆如火如荼，北京上调房贷率，二套房将全面执行基准利率的 1.2 倍。在香港的立法会通过了 54.5 亿港元的拨款，支持香港迪士尼扩建。那么传统武术是否遭遇危机？中国日报发表长篇英文社论，谈如何看待传统武术和现代散打。Eight banks have moved to raise mortgage rates in Beijing beginning Monday as the city steps up to crack down on speculative buy-in the Securities Times reported. First-time home buyers in Beijing have had to pay at least the benchmark mortgage rate of 4.9%, while second-home buyers have to pay 20% above the benchmark, which is about 5.88%, the report said, citing information from eight banks, including the Big Four, Citibank and Beijing Bank.Effective Monday, home buyers have to pay a higher mortgage than before when they could enjoy as much as a 15% discount. For a 3 million yuan mortgage for 20 years, the rate hike would mean an extra 300,000 yuan or $43,000 or 700,000 yuan for the first and second home buyers respectively, according to Taijin Magazine.Such targeted interest rate hikes will most likely expand nationwide as an effective measure to cool the country's red-hot real estate market and become part of a long-term mechanism to regulate the market, the outlet noted. Following Beijing's unprecedented lift of the down payment requirement to 60% for the second home buyers, about 45 cities across the country have introduced over 140 restrictive rules on home purchases over the last 12 months, according to estimates by house agent Centerline Property. Meanwhile, 14 cities went further to place sales restrictions. For example, newly bought homes in restricted areas can only be resold 3 years after obtaining the property certificate in Chengdu, capital of the southwest China Sichuan province.Albert Mao, the CEO of property consultancy Southwest China, said more restrictions will be introduced this year and cities, including lower tier ones with prestigious locations and neighboring key cities, are likely to introduce limits on purchases and home finance. The Hong Kong Legislative Council Finance Committee approved a plan to expand Hong Kong Disneyland on Tuesday by giving the theme park another 5.45 billion Hong Kong dollars.Or equivalent to $0.7 billion. The Walt Disney Company from the US and the Hong Kong government jointly announced in November that they were going to invest more than 10.9 billion Hong Kong dollars in total on the park's expansion projects. According to the original plan, the government was supposed to pay 53% of the fund, which is about 5.7 billion Hong Kong dollars, and the Walt Disney Company would pay the remaining 47%.But the two sides later agreed the government would only pay 5.45 billion Hong Kong dollars at most, and the funding application was finally approved today by a vote of 30-24. The expansion will add two new theme areas to the park before 2023 and at least one more of new attraction to the park every year.According to Su Junliang, the director of Hong Kong's Commerce and Economic Development Bureau, the expansion project will create 3,500 jobs during construction and 5,000 to 8,000 afterwards. Hong Kong Disneyland Park opened on Lantau Island in September 2015. It is the fifth Disneyland park worldwide, as well as Asia's second and China's first.A video showing a retired mixed martial arts boxer Xu Xiaodong knocking out Tai Chi master Wei Lei with 20 seconds went viral recently. It sparks a heated debate on whether Wushu, or traditional Chinese martial arts, is weaker than MMA, and whether such a fight is equal or morally right. Two colleagues of Wushu researchers and one veteran journalist share their views with China Daily's Wu Zhiyu. Excerpts as listed below.Kung Fu needs to revive fighting skills, and actually this event will be a chance to push Kung Fu practitioners to improve their combat skills. Jiji, or the art of attack, was a core part of the Kung Fu in olden times. Ancient Chinese learned martial arts to defend themselves, to fight their enemies, and learn military techniques. With the country's rapid economic development and social transition, the golden days of Wushu are gone. In modern China, Wushu is more treated as a performance art rather than a fighting skill. In 1979, after the then National Sports Commission conducted a series of surveys, Sanshou became the new competitive form of martial arts. Sanshou combines traditional kung fu and modern fighting skills but banned any lethal moves. Professional training was given to members selected for provincial wushu teams, in contrast to the various wushu schools across China where practitioners don't have set rules to follow. Chinese sports authorities have long endeavored to make wushu a sport in the Olympic Games, but the precondition for this is that it must be competitive rather than a performance. The debate sparked by the Tai Chi and MMA contest is a good chance to reflect on the real combativeness of wushu. The old fighting style of wushu should be revived. Ma Yongzhi, an associate professor and wushu coach at the Department of Sports Science and Physical Education of Tsinghua University. And sensational reports are misleading. The so-called contests like these arouse the public curiosity about whether modern boxing is superior to the traditional wushu, but the fight was sensational for business reasons and had no sporting spirit. Any sports event should follow the rule of survival of the fittest. As time goes by, Tai Chi functions more as a way to improve individuals' fitness rather than a means of self-defense, and that's part of its attractiveness and sustainability. Nowadays, practitioners of Tai Chi rarely have chance to participate in fight contests, so it is natural that their fighting abilities are in decline. However, attack and defensive capabilities used to be part of Tai Chi. For example, Yang Luchan, the founder of Yang Star Tai Chi in the 19th century, gained fame for his attack and defense skills. The problem is, nowadays, many self-proclaimed Kung Fu masters who have not inherited the true skills and real values of traditional martial arts have tarnished the reputation of traditional Kung Fu, and people can't judge Wushu by these so-called Kung Fu masters. And we should be more rational and unbiased, and modern Sanshou absorbs both merits of traditional Chinese martial arts and modern combat fighting techniques, and traditional Wushu is thus evolving with the times. So basically, if there are no rules, there will be no losers. The fight in the video is more like a street fight rather than a professional competition. In any standard competition, the athletes should be divided into different categories by their ages and weight. Otherwise, it is not feasible to determine which competitor is. Take an easy example. When the practitioners of different categories compete together, which standards should be adopted to determine who the loser is? And besides, these two competitors are not at the highest level of each category they are in. That is to say, it's just a fight between two amateurs. So it's not logical at all to speculate that Tai Chi, as one category of Chinese traditional wushu, has been defeated by modern boxing based on the outcome of this fight. And that's all for our Wednesday's update. Stay tuned for the update on May the 4th.